Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Crack the Customer Code, where your hosts, Jeannie and Adam, unlock the secrets to keeping your customers happy and coming back for more.
Jeannie, I hope you are as excited as I am for our first full content episode of the fall season.
I am super excited to be here.
Awesome, because we're going to talk about something that's not that exciting, but we're going to make it exciting.
What are you talking about? Because everything in customer experience is super exciting, especially to us and our listeners.
Okay, we'll have a whole episode on data later. But this is about the definition of customer experience management, but more than that. So in April, Gartner actually changed their definition. And that's really, we're not going to dig too much into the definition itself today. I want to talk about some of the things that they brought up as why they changed it. Mm-hmm. They looked at it as these are the things that have changed since we had the definition. So I'll go ahead and give the old definition and the new just for context. But then I want to dig into the points they made. I think there's an interesting discussion to be had about how we view customer experience management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a really, really important topic, actually, because a lot of leaders reach out and they say, we want to do customer experience. And it's like,
we want to do it.
Yeah. So customer experience management is really what they're talking about, but sometimes they don't know that.
Yeah. And I believe you actually wrote a blog post about this recently, right?
I did. Yeah. I wrote about the differences between customer experience, which is what's happening, whether you are planning or intentional or not, your customers are having a customer experience.
They're having one.
Yeah, exactly. Versus customer experience management, which is, you know, what we do to deliver on the strategy and the discipline within our organizations so that our customers experience the experience we want them to have, that we are intentional about.
Exactly. So let's talk about the old and new definition from Gartner of CXM. The old one was the practice of designing and reacting to customer interactions in order to lift satisfaction, loyalty, and advocacy. So they looked at that and they apparently had a lot of internal debate and they ended up changing it. CXM is the discipline of understanding customers and deploying strategic plans, to your point, Jeannie, that enable cross-functional efforts and customer-centric culture to improve satisfaction, loyalty, and advocacy. Now, I will go ahead and add a little bit of commentary saying it is more comprehensive. It is also a little bit harder to get your head around because it's just it's a little business speaky now. But it does bring up some really good points. And you know, one of the ones that you made, of course, is that it is a discipline, right? It is. And that was one of their 4 points why they changed it. They said it's a repeatable. The idea of customer experience management is that it's repeatable. It's an ongoing discipline that you have to systematize, right? That has to evolve consistently in response to not only the customer, but in response to more macro changes in the environment or the economy or the industry.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think part of why I like the word discipline so much is because that's an ongoing just way to do things. That's an ongoing habit. That's an ongoing way to deliver on something. Unlike if you call it a program or something more short term and more focused on one deliverable or outcome, that is not what customer experience management is. That it's just like saying any other part of business. This is how we operate. This is how we do things. And that's why I love that word discipline attached to this. And I also, it's interesting comparing those two definitions because the first one I read and thought, well, really, that is a, it sounds more short term, the practice of designing and reacting to customer interactions. It sounds reactive instead of proactive. And I think the new definition and the way that I described it in the blog as well is that you have to be proactive about this. You have to be intentional. You have to set a strategy so that you can deliver through discipline. So exactly. That's a bunch of corporate business words, business buzzwords right in a row for you, Adam.
Thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate it. We really need to do like four episodes just on that. But you know, to your point, one of the other, you know, their 4 points they made about why they changed it was they got rid of the word interactions. And they talked about customer understanding in the new version. And to your point, interactions, reacting to, they literally have the word reacting, but reacting to interactions is very reactive. Sorry to say the word 20 times, right? But it is very reactive. It is very not based on the customer itself, but based on the engagement. It's, you know, the difference between relational and transactional, as we always talk about.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things they brought up is that when you think of the idea of customer understanding, customer experience management is, and we'll give a shout out to our buddy Annette Franz, whose book is literally named Customer Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ideas is truly understanding how the customer thinks and feels across many points in the journey and the whole journey and the relationship with the brand. It is more than just the interaction. That's where we even get into our differentiation between experience and service, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of people are still kind of waking up to this idea that customer experience is not just the responsibility of customer-facing teams and employees, that this is something that is woven into the culture that has to be structured in such a way internally so that people are actually accountable for things, so that you can have measurements of success, so that you can develop better planning and better strategy moving forward and evolve as your customers' expectations evolve. And the only way to do all of that is coming back to exactly what you just talked about, understanding your customers and understanding what needs and expectations they have. So all of that goes together in this cycle and it never really stops. And so I think that's something that leaders are still becoming aware of, still grappling with, still trying to figure out how do we build the right teams and the right coalitions to actually deliver on the strategy that we envision.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if you know this, Jeannie, but you basically just teased one of Gartner's other points for making the change, which was enterprise-wide strategy and collaboration, right?
Mm-hmm.
It takes a corporate village or an organizational village to do all this. It's not any department. We always say that. But that's part of one of the things they've changed to reflect this idea that customer experience takes the entire organization, not only to execute, but to believe in. And that tied in with their fourth point, which was a big one. And we've talked a lot about this. We've always talked about this, but we've talked about it more since the pandemic, which is customer-centric culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the relationship between employee experience and customer experience. And the idea that, without a culture, there are too many gaps.
Mm-hmm.
You can't plan. You can have the ongoing discipline. You can have the customer understanding. You can have the entire organization aligned. And you can't plan for everything.
Right.
right? And there's just going to be times where you don't get it right, or you thought you got it right, but the expectations were different, whatever the case may be. And that's where culture comes in.
Yeah. And I think this comes back to, we can talk about process and we can talk about data and we can talk about success metrics and all of these wonderful things. But if you don't have that shared vision, if you don't have that shared mission about what you're doing, and that isn't, communicated throughout your culture so that people feel empowered to actually live up to that, then you're going to have all these different things happen throughout the customer journey that are inconsistent for the customer and that make the employees feel bad. So, this is more than just kind of talking about culture. It's making sure that you back that up in the way that you hire, in the way that you train, in the way that you reward, in the way that you communicate throughout your organization. All of that is so, so critical to actually delivering on this.
100%. And one thing I do want to point out, it's very interesting to me. If we look at the last piece of the definition, customer-centric culture to improve satisfaction, loyalty, and advocacy. Seems mm-hmm. like they put a little stake in the ground on metrics there.
Well, I mean, that's that's the ultimate goal of any customer journey. You want to create those advocates. So that's where you want the journey to lead, for sure.
Yes, for sure. So Jeannie, what do we think? Has customer experience management changed, or has our understanding of it changed?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a false binary.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think about when I started and how people were, quote unquote, managing customer experience. And it was like this merry band of ne'er-do-wells who were just trying stuff out in these huge organizations. And now, like, we have real teams, we have chief customer officers, we have real accountabilities. We understand these cycles that we go through with collecting the feedback, gathering the insights, evaluating, and moving on. And so I think that it's come a long way in general. But I, to your point, we didn't talk about it like customer experience management in the past, you know, like we didn't refer to it that way. And now we have this language around it that we can start really communicating the value of doing this on the inside of the organizations for the customers and for everybody, both inside and outside of the organization as well.
100. I'm just throwing in my little verbal emoji for you.
Thank you for that. Well, I think anytime I can get a 100 from you is a good place to wrap up. So
end on a high note, Jeannie. That's what we're
talking about. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So hey, all you listeners out there who are managing the customer experience, who are exploring it with us, we're so appreciative that you're here and that you're not only listening to us, but delivering for your customers throughout every day that you work and that you focus on this. So thank you so much for being here. Crack the Customer Code is a proud member of C-Suite Radio, so be sure to check out all the great business content at csuiteradio.com and csuitetv.com. I'm Jeannie Walters. You can find more about me at experienceinvestigators.com.
And I'm Adam Toporkin. You can learn more about me at customersthatstick.com. Until next time, take care of yourself.
Take care of your customers.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.